Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It appears the Whitmer administration in Michigan will wait another 2 weeks before laying out its plans to reduce a $6 billion two-year budget deficit. As Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick reports, the governor and her budget director are waiting for a lifeline from Washington.
The two Republicans who chair the Senate and House budget committees are ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work with the governor's office on paring back state spending to address this deficit problem. But the governor said yesterday she's willing to wait 2 weeks to see what the feds do. And Budget Director Chris Kolb says, if you think cutting the state budget will solve the problem, think again.
Department budgets are already skinny, and there's simply no way to cut our way out of this just by looking at state budgets. Without more funding and more flexibility in existing federal funds, state and local governments will be unable to provide existing critical support for education, public safety, and health care.
So the waiting for the feds to act will mean no movement on reducing the state's deficit just yet. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.